Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of Autastic, the Comedian's Guide to Autism. Yeah, that's Kirk Smith over there. What's up, Kirk?
It's good. I'm having a good week. It's good to be here. A lot of exciting things happening in show business for you. I'm excited for you, man.
I'm Graham Kay.
Sorry, I didn't put the pressure on you right out of the gate.
I'm Graham Kay. I'm working hard, trying to make things happen. My brother is autistic. He is 31 years old. I keep forgetting how old he is because it means how old I am. I'm 3 years older. That's terrifying. Kirk has an autistic son who is 17 years.
17. He'll be 18 this year. Yeah. He's going to be a little man. Big
man.
Wow.
Yeah. Little big man.
His transition to adulthood's happening soon, mm-hmm. I guess, if it hasn't already. He's got the little facial hair. He's got the little mustache.
I've seen it. Looks cool.
The mustache, yeah, he loves it. He won't let you touch it. You can shave his cheeks, but don't touch the mustache.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
If you try to get that razor near his mustache, he slaps it away.
Yeah, man. Got to let the people know.
He's keeping the mustache for the ladies.
Yeah, good for him. That's really the coolest and sweetest thing that I've ever heard.
Funny.
So, week in review, we like to break it up.
This is our first segment for our new listeners. Week in review is our first segment. Graham, how was your week this week?
Pretty good. I don't have a car, as our listeners know. It got blown up and still no word on it. I got a call from the shop, from the guy, the adjuster. He's like, so he just works at this garage, I guess. And your car's still here. What's going on? I'm like, I don't know. You're the insurance. You tell me. He's like, oh, I'll call them. I'll let you know. Still no idea what's going on. So I was carless. And so our friend Kirk lent me his teenage daughter's car, which is so nice of both you and your daughter. He's like, she doesn't have a license yet, but still. So I'm driving around.
I got her this car. It's my pet peeve, this generation. Mm-hmm. For her 18th birthday and high school graduation. It was a little early, but it was a good deal. I couldn't pass up a family car, so I'm like, I'm going to get this car. And she still hasn't got her license. Yeah, it's been months and months and months and months.
Buddy, my dad was so confused when I didn't get a license right away. He's like, we were like studying on our 15th birthday.
Exactly.
So we'd be ready when we were 16.
The day of your birthday, you go take the test.
I didn't get my driver's license until I was 21. I'm still on a learner's permit, and it's about to expire.
Is that true?
It's true.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't drive for 5 years straight in my 20s. I didn't touch.
Well, you lived in New York for quite a while, too. It's just hard to own a car in New York.
Yeah. But I didn't want to. My girlfriend hasn't driven a car in 10 years flat.
Well, don't let her drive my daughter's car then.
No. 10 years. I'm going to teach my girlfriend stick.
Not on my car, please.
On a friend's car that's being loaned to me.
No.
And she hasn't driven in 10 years.
No.
No. Okay. So my car got totaled by a drunk driver when my car was parked. Today, my girlfriend and I are waking up and we hear like, bam!
Oh, no.
Just like right in the corner. I'm parked right outside my house, and I hear this like, kablam! I'm like, ah, oh, jeez.
You're like, not Kirk's car.
Not Kirk's car. No.
He's going to be mad.
He's going to beat me up. And I'm like, I go outside, and there was a big collision. Both airbags went off in both cars.
Oh, man.
Fire trucks came. One guy was bleeding from his head, but he's fine. He was fine. Another girl, but she was fine. And this girl had no remorse for this guy, by the way, which I didn't like.
It was
her
fault?
I think she was her fault. Both my girlfriend and I, she was like acting all nervous and like, even if it is your fault, wouldn't she be like, are you okay to the guy who's like shaking, getting, you know? I think she tried to go around. I don't know what the heck happened. I don't want to say. But anyway, two cars down from the car from where I parked, the bumper got blown off a parked car.
Really?
From this thing.
You live in a dangerous driving part of town.
It's this one intersection, and my neighbor came out. My neighbor is a G. He's like, we've tried to get speed bumps put on this corner, another stop sign, something. The neighbor across the street has had two cars totaled.
Wow.
They're not going to do anything until someone gets killed. And like, he's like, cars get smashed all the time around here. It's like this weird four-way cluster F.
I'll take my car back now.
No. Well, you know what though is I'm not parking on Santa Monica on the weekends, and I'm not going to park on this little intersection. I'll just drive and find like a wide, even if it's like two blocks over, because like,
yeah, smart.
I'm just not going to do it anymore. It's not worth it. But I remember just lying in bed being like, oh, jeez. Kirk's going to punch me in my nose.
You got so flustered, you called me Mark.
Yeah, I know. I was like, who's Mark? It's like a high school bully flashback or something. Anyway, so yeah, I talked to my brother today. He's like, oh man, I don't want to on the drive here, he was like, I don't want to do this dating app. I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to go through with like being teased again, like when I was a kid. And I was like, listen, man, he'll be fine. And we called him back to talk more about it and talk about his life.
We got a special segment coming up.
Special segment.
Yeah.
We got two amazing interviews with my brother and comedian Joshua Meyerowitz, both of which have autism, mm-hmm.
Autastics,
and they have a lot of good insights about that.
Basically, if you would find a cure for yourself, if you know, we did this article last week about, there's an article in the Times where there's a cure, yeah, quote unquote. I'm using air quotes here, where they can use this therapy to kind of get through some of the things. Now, if that was available to you, we had a couple people write in and go, you should ask your brother Peter Graham if he's interested in that. If that's something, and we thought, you know, let's ask Josh too. If it's, he's a comedian we know here in LA who's a definitely has, he I think he said Asperger's, not autism, and
he's on the spectrum.
He's definitely on the spectrum though. And to see, what do you think? Would you take
Asperger's is like the Pluto of autism. It like it comes and goes. Anymore, yeah. It exists. It doesn't exist. I don't know. But he's on the spectrum.
Up, it was in the books.
Yeah, it was in the books.
But that's coming up. It's a really great interview. But yeah, we can review what happened for me. It's the snow's melting in Sweden, so I bought my son this giant scooter, mm-hmm. like for men, like grown men size, and he loves it. So they busted out the scooter. Nice. And
just a mustache and scooter. What a great life.
He's killing it, that little mustache and scooter. He's giving people rides in the back of that scooter. No, he's loving it. So they have a little skate park, and he likes to ride that little scooter on the skate park. Yeah, that's my weekend review. That's what's going on with me this week.
That's awesome. That's good.
For that, yeah.
That's great. That's good news.
That's good news.
It's a good weekend review for once from this guy. okay, well, let's set up
the interview. Yeah. We talked about doing the interview. The order a little different this week. We're going to do the interviews first because it leads into our article in the news. So this these are two interviews. We have first. Who do you want to put up first? We can put up.
We'll put up Peter first.
Put up Peter first.
Yeah, and basically the question is, if there was a cure, would you cure yourself?
Yeah, would you choose to take the cure? Yeah.
Yeah, and also a bit about, you know, problems he's having because of his disability. It's sort of a lead-in.
Yeah.
Hey, Peter. So we are here with my brother, Peter K. Peter, do you want to say hi to our audience members?
Hello.
Hey, I have a question for you, Peter.
What's that?
Sometimes do you wish that you didn't have a disability?
Maybe once in a while.
If a doctor had a cure that would take away your disability, would you like that?
Only if it wouldn't cause problems.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It's a good answer.
It's a good answer. It's a confusing question, but yeah. Because you have a good life. Do you like your life right now?
Well, my life's okay. It's just that I sometimes can't keep the past behind me, even though I try hard to, but sometimes the past doesn't want to leave me alone, but it probably doesn't bug me as much as it used to.
Yeah. Well, you take medicine right now to help you with that, right?
Yeah, I've had my pills called tablets. I've had my little pills that are called tablets, so they probably help make sure I'm not anxious at work, but it's just that when I was away at the work last time, I think I started to go back to when Mom used to ask me to give Abby a walk when I just started to watch my shows. I didn't want to miss out on watching, mm-hmm. especially when I felt very tired from having another busy week of school.
Well, a lot of people live in the past. Sometimes I do too, and everyone struggles with that.
Wait, what was that you said? I couldn't hear you.
A lot of people live in the past. Sometimes I also live in the past. And everyone has to work at looking forward and not backwards.
Well, I'm getting better. I think I've been able to look forward more often.
You are. And I think living in your house has been very helpful with that. Be giving you extra tasks to do.
What was that?
Living in your house gave you extra tasks to do. So it kept your mind busy.
Extra tasks?
Yeah, like jobs to do. Like buying groceries, cleaning the house, buying cleaner.
Yeah. Okay, Graham. I love living in my place. It's just that sometimes it's hard to have privacy times in my apartment, like if my doorway got knocked on or something.
I know. Well, Peter, thank you very much. You've been very helpful. Thank you for this interview, okay? You want to say goodbye to the listeners?
Okay, goodbye.
It's good talking to you, Peter.
Good talking to you, Peter. Thanks.
Bye.
I had never asked my brother that question. I had never even thought to ask him that question. And I was nervous to ask him that question. And
it can be a kind of a loaded question. It can be a little bit of an implication that you don't love the way he is now or something. It could be interpreted that way. Obviously, that's not the case. But I think that's why you'd be hesitant about that. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Or that you don't accept him as he is or something like that.
Yeah, which I do.
Of course you do.
I love him the way he is. And I thought he handled it and answered so well. Mature, like if there's no complications, you know?
Right, which is very insightful.
Yeah. It is insightful.
Very, very insightful. He hasn't read the article yet. But
he's like, I don't know. I think it's like if you know, he likes himself.
Yeah.
He's worried about the change.
Right.
He's worried. What I like is that he wasn't like, yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. He was like, maybe.
And he wasn't like, no, absolutely either. I like that too.
Yeah. He's like,
think about it. Yeah. Exactly.
But he's also, it made me feel happy that he didn't want to jump to it right away, which means he's okay.
Yeah.
With who he is and what his life is now.
Well, we talked about this off air. We were talking a little about religion. For some reason, we do that a lot, it seems like.
Yeah.
But that there's a lot of gray areas in life that it's not clear. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I think that's one of those areas where if you ask somebody on the spectrum, would you be interested? And they're like, I'm not sure. I want to think about it and look into it. And that's very nuanced and, I would say correct answer.
Mm-hmm. It was a correct answer.
And I'm making a joke because there's no correct answers. I think that's the whole point. It's like you need to do what's right for you.
Mm-hmm. And now we'll just go into Josh. Yeah.
So Josh was episode 10. We alluded to be number 8. We looked it up. It was 10. He was he's a comedian here in LA, and we wanted to know what he thought. If there was a cure available, would he take it? Here it is.
Okay, we are with our guest.
We got a special guest on, a second special guest this week.
Second special guest, Josh Meyerowitz.
Yeah, a very funny comic who we interviewed in episode 8, I think. Go ahead.
Yeah, Joshua Meyerowitz is episode 8, we think. And we could look that up, but we won't. really funny young comic. If he's regularly hanging out at the Comedy Store, he's a regular on Roast Battles, which is like one of the most famous shows in LA right now.
Autistic Thunder.
Is it?
I think so. Am I saying that wrong, Josh?
On Twitter and Instagram, yes.
That's what it is. Yeah,
Autistic
yeah.
Thunder? That's awesome, dude.
It's a joke I do, yeah. What if I was an autistic superhero, like bitten by a radioactive Temple Grandin?
I got one question I want to ask you. There's been a lot of talk of like sort of new therapies and things like that, things that can help you. There's been articles written by people who say that they have been cured of autism.
Hi, Vaisner.
Would you be interested in something like that?
Of being cured? I think about that a lot. Here's the thing. I don't think I want to be cured because not like, oh, I get because of the benefits inadvertently I get from autism. No, it's more, I think about it a lot. I feel like if I was cured or if I wasn't autistic,
right,
I would be an ingrate asshole. Like, I feel like all the bad things that I worry about being, and because I worry about it, I'm not.
Right.
I feel like I'd lose
the
benefit of thinking too much about something and being stuck in my head. It's the benefit of that being that I personally try too hard to be overly considerate, and I'd rather over-apologize than not think of people's feelings at all. And I feel like if I wasn't autistic, that would happen.
Wow,
that's interesting.
I still wouldn't have any increased talent at anything. So I'd basically be an non-autistic loser, useless loser.
You would take away something that makes you special, sort of thing.
Yeah, despite the massive problems it gives me. I feel like I'd have an even more massive problem if I didn't have it.
I feel like this. I have ADHD or whatever, and a bunch of other, obviously less, sort of minor things. And there are things that could fix it, pills I could take, and things like that. And what I always think, like, it took me so long to figure out this personality. I don't want to change it and figure out a whole new personality. It seems exhausting. I've got it almost figured out. I'm not going to start over with a whole new guy. Yeah. I don't want to learn a whole new guy.
Exactly. Well, there is one thing I'm curious. There is a marijuana-related thing called, I think, CBM or CBD. It's something that, like it's the good effects of weed, but without it actually being high or... Yeah. I'm curious about that. I am seeing my doctor.
Oh, for anxiety? I think I've heard about that, too. It treats anxiety. Is that what we're talking about?
Yes. Okay. As you guys know, anxiety is the main focus and problem of Asperger's and autism. Not even Asperger's, autism in general. I talked to my parents and my doctor, and they're like, no, the anxiety is an autism thing, period, not just a singular Asperger's thing. I still learn new things all the time. What fits into what? But I am.
They're discovering new things all the time. That's why. Listen, buddy, we really appreciate your time and everything, and your thorough answers. And
of course, I hope I didn't go too off track.
No.
That was great having you on, man.
Really great. Thank you so much, Josh. We appreciate it. Is there anything you want to plug?
Yes, Roast Battle every Tuesday night at the Comedy Store, 10:30 p.m.
Los Angeles.
The best show. And it's been reported, I don't know if I'm allowed to say we, but Roast Battle itself has been greenlit for Comedy Central.
That's right.
Yeah. That's awesome. So you might be on Comedy Central.
I don't know if I will be, but I'm happy to say the show I'm part of is getting a shot at Comedy Central. And I have my own personal podcast now.
Yes.
It's about me eating and reviewing pizza with the subject being pro wrestling. It is called... this is absolutely true. It is called Josh Loves Simpson Pizza, brackets, also pro wrestling.
Say it one more time.
Josh Loves Him Some Pizza, brackets, also pro wrestling.
Awesome.
That's great, dude.
You can find that on Twitter at JLHSP. That is at JLHSP. We're going to add it to SoundCloud and hopefully eventually figure iTunes out. We're 3 episodes in and we're having a blast just me
Thank
eating
you, Josh.
Disgustingly over the air. Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks so much for being on, Josh. We really appreciate
it,
buddy.
I'll see you
at the store.
I hope I wasn't rude.
No, you're great, buddy. You're the best.
We'll see you at the store.
Right, much love.
Bye.
You guys have a good day.
Well, it took
a while to get to for him to get to it, but we got to it. Josh is a talker.
He's
you know what? He has Asperger's or he's on the spectrum or whatever, but he also is a comic, so he's like two things that make you talk too much. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah, he's the best though, and I love talking to that guy. Period. On or off the mic, I love talking to that guy because he is he's very honest, which I love.
Yeah.
And he's not scared about who he is, and he likes who he is, which I like.
Yeah, I think he suffers a little bit with that, like the self-loathing. But I think that's more about being a comic.
Yeah, yeah, it's funny. You're listening, like, no, that's just a comic thing. It's not an autism thing.
Yeah, it's a comic thing. Yeah, I've got a lot of
Josh, if you're listening, you got two problems. One of them has a cure. One of them, you'll always be a comic.
One of them is yeah. That's exactly right.
Yeah. One of them may have a cure, but anyway, there's an army of people working towards a cure for one,
right.
And the other one, you're stuck with being a comic.
It could work out statistically.
I got hope for him, though, man.
No, I'm just being a jerk.
He might be on Comedy Central.
That's great.
I mean, also, if he's on Comedy Central as an out autistic person, no holds barred, I am an autistic person, and he keeps his nickname.
Yeah,
he might be the first person who's openly autistic as himself on a show on a network TV show.
Yeah, possibly. I'm trying to think if I can think of anything else right now. But yeah, nobody else jumps out at me right this second. Yeah, maybe.
He could be making history, you know?
Maybe, yeah.
He might be on Comedy Central, Roast Battle. If Comedy Central, if you're listening, you could make history if you include him. He's a big part of the live show.
Yeah.
And he's an excellent part of the live show and is a lovable part of the live show of Roast Battle. So definitely put him in.
I agree.
Also, yeah, so I thought that was really interesting. I thought that Peter had all the insight, and him and Peter said a lot of the similar things, which I like.
Yeah, they're about the same age, too, so I didn't realize. I don't know why I thought Josh was younger, but yeah, it's about the same age, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, should we do In the News?
Yeah, let's do In the News.
Okay, In the News.
In the News!
It doesn't have the same effect if you don't say it like that.
It's all right.
Yep. No, it's good. I like it.
Okay.
So this was this is an interesting study, a HuffPost, which isn't my favorite, but it's citing a couple of very reputable sources. The title is, "We May Have Been Wrong About Autism and Empathy. People with autism make moral decisions in a similar manner to those without the condition," a new study says. And this references a study that was published today in the journal Scientific Reports.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it quotes Paul Wang, who's the senior VP of research and advocacy at Autism Speaks. I've met this guy at a couple shows. I used to do these benefits in New York City at the Comic Strip, and he came out a couple times. I met him somewhere. I can't remember where it was, but I think I was. Anyway, he says,
"Cool guy."
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of it's an interesting thing. Like, it's encouraging when people that are scientists, which we aren't,
nope,
kind of
we're two dumb guys.
Get involved. That was the working title of this podcast.
Yeah,
two dumb guys talk about autism. I thought it had legs. I think that's a great title. But anyway, but he says it's a very common but very unfortunate misunderstanding that individuals with autism do not care for other people or that they do not love other people. Nothing could be further from the truth. And it talks about people in the study that are faced with a moral dilemma,
mm-hmm,
and they react the same way. They have a hard time choosing something that they know is going to cause somebody pain, even if they know it's for their
greater
good.
One of the reasons why Josh does not want to be cured from autism is that he is worried that it will take away his empathy.
Which is a very interesting thing for him to say. Yeah,
which
he feels like it'd make him a bad person.
Yes. And it might be true. I know plenty of people without autism who are huge jerks. Autism might have been helping them. So it is funny that he's saying, Josh and this doctor, what's his name?
Something
Paul Wang are saying.
Easy name. I got it right this time.
Yeah, you nailed that name, bro.
It's four letters or less. I do okay.
Kirk is terrible at reading names.
That's true. Because
he grew up in Central America. Can only read Hispanic names.
Hispanic names are much easier. Phonetic.
Whatever. Anyway.
Each letter has one sound in Spanish.
Okay.
Super simple.
Anyway. So, who cares?
Good point.
Anyway. So, they're both saying the same thing. Josh and Paul Wang are both saying that empathy does exist with autistic people. They're not just doing a paint by numbers. They're not just doing, this is what I should be feeling. Hello. Like they're not sociopaths, which is a common misconception that, you know, I may even have held at some junctures in my life. Sometimes Peter would like cry about a death in the family, and it sort of felt like he was like doing it because he felt like he should, not because he was feeling it.
Mm.
But I think he just was feeling it and looking for the right, didn't know when the social cues to let it out.
Right.
You know, and it was good to hear. Because I know in my heart of hearts that Peter has a lot of empathy.
Right.
Anyway, I found it really interesting.
I think it's very interesting.
And thank you, Josh, for being open about that.
No, I think it's I think it's interesting. Yeah, I don't have anything to add. You said it all. You said it all, Graham.
Do you feel like your son might have more empathy than you thought?
You know, like the way he reacts to animals is what makes me think of that, where he's very slow to cause harm. It seems like he's always like, I don't know, like when he pets stuff, he's like gentle and not. So he's a very physical, rough person with me. But when he's dealing with animals, he's always, it seems like he's more like, we're always concerned. You know, it's like 2:30 that if he touches a dog, he's going to sit on it. And
could be like a mice of men or something.
So you know, he's not like that. He's very gentle with pets. And
yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes complete sense to draw those two conclusions. And also, picturing that is very cute.
Yeah, like this giant man.
And it's pretty cute with big a man mustache hands, and a
little mustache,
scooter.
Little
I mean, come on, how mustache. Lovable is that? That's too much cuteness.
We'll have to post a picture of that.
I'm hanging out with my girlfriend a lot lately, which is why I'm saying things like too much cuteness. I can't help it.
Graham came in today just crying, covered in estrogen.
Yeah.
Just crying and crying.
All right. Everybody, I think this was a good episode.
That was good. It was different. Yeah, I think it was good.
I think we did it. We nailed it. Also, subscribe to us on iTunes. Tell your friends. Give us a good rating. Comment. That these things really, really help. It helps aggregate us in the iTunes algorithm of how they promote it. Tell your friends. Like I just said. Also, Patreon/autastic.com.
That's right.
That's a way you can help donate to us, and it takes a lot for us to a lot of time and energy and resources to pay for the hosting and everything like that, and it really does help us keep this going. We love doing it. We want to keep doing it. If you could donate less than a coffee a week, a dollar a week, guys, really, really helps us. Some of you have donated five a week, and we know your names and we love you. This is especially for you guys. Thank you so, so much. And anybody who donated a dollar, that mean that is the best. That is, we really, really do appreciate it. If you haven't yet, please do. I'm done with my NPR spiel. Everyone listen to NPR and you're like, that's interesting, and then you're like, now an hour of begging, and you're like, oh god.
We've condensed it down.
Please help us.
Our normal 3 weeks of fundraising to just 4 days.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
4 days?
I don't know. But yeah, there are just like NPR, there are prizes if you donate. You could find them on Patreon. There's a full list of things that we will give you. We're going to give you books, comedy albums, recipes, ingredients to recipes. Once I get a new car, drives from the airport.
Drives from the airport from Graham in my daughter's car.
Yeah. We'll have to amend that on the Patreon. You guys are the best. I'm at Graham K Comedy on Twitter. Kirk is at Kirk Smith Comedy. You can find us on Facebook/Autastic. Join us or like our page. That would help us a lot. We post a lot of pictures of Peter and other people and articles and things like that. And what's our email again?
AutasticPodcast@gmail.com.
AutasticPodcast@gmail.com. Pardon me.
AutasticPodcast@gmail.com.
That's it.
That's it.
Did we do it?
We did it, man.
Thanks,
have a
everybody.
Great week, guys. I love you guys.
Me too. Bye.